time now for Mr. Keen, Tracer of Lost Persons. Presenting Mr. Keen, Tracer of Lost Persons, in our new Mr. Keen series, in which the kindly old investigator brings to us his most celebrated cases on Mondays through Fridays at this same time. Tonight, the Shrieking Prisoner murder case. Mr. Keen, the famous investigator, and his partner, Mike Clancy, are investigating the strange murder of Donald Travers, who was shot to death as he entered a lonely house owned by his wife's two eccentric aunts, Martha and Amy Carson. Amy Carson is insane. And although both sisters are suspects in the case, Mr. Keene has his eye on two other suspects: Luther Prague, a handyman who robbed the victim, and George Wheeler, who at one time wanted to marry Amy Carson. But now, Mr. Keene has found an empty hiding place in the wall of the Carson cellar, and strange footprints lead up from the cellar to the house. Footprints that may have been made by the insane Amy Carson. Now, as Mr. Keene and Mike slowly mount the cellar stairs, wondering whether they're walking into the arms of a homicidal maniac, Mike is saying,
"Mr. Keene, remember, Amy Carson is dangerous. If she murdered Donald Travers, she wouldn't stop at trying to kill someone else."
"I know, Mike. But we've got to find out who made these footprints and where they lead."
"We're liable to meet her up here, behind this door, waiting for us with a kitchen knife."
"Now, Mike, open that door."
"There's a woman there, boss."
"Yes, Mike, but it's Jane Travers, the wife of the murdered man."
"Oh, Mr. Keene, I just got here to my aunt's house. Have you found any new evidence about my husband's murder?"
"My partner, Mike Clancy, and I have uncovered quite a bit of evidence, Mrs. Travers. I think I know now who murdered your husband."
"Was it one of my aunts? Aunt Martha or Aunt Amy?"
"I'll name the killer as soon as I have my final clue, Mrs. Travers. Meanwhile, let me tell you what we've uncovered in this case so far. I think you have a right to know. Both your aunts are under strong suspicion."
"But why, Mr. Keene? Why would they do such a terrible thing?"
"Your Aunt Amy is insane. She was in love with a man named George Wheeler, but she was forced to turn down his proposal of marriage."
"Yes, I know that, Mr. Keene."
"Your husband told her that this fellow Wheeler was only after her money when he proposed to her."
"Donald told her that?"
"Apparently, Mrs. Travers. Then Amy's older sister, Martha, forced Amy to turn George Wheeler down. Now, Amy could have blamed that on your husband and murdered him in a burst of insane frenzy."
"Oh, I can't believe it, Mr. Keene."
"Your Aunt Martha is a suspect because she had her sister Amy hidden away at the top of this house, and she wanted no one to know about her sister's insanity."
"To prevent Aunt Amy from being taken to a mental institution."
"Yes, Mrs. Travers. If your husband had been on the verge of finding out the secret, Martha Carson could have lost her head and murdered him."
"But what had happened to Aunt Amy? What drove her insane?"
"The fact that her sister Martha broke up her romance with George Wheeler did that, Mrs. Travers. Of course, it also makes Wheeler a suspect, too. He may have had a grudge against your husband for calling him a fortune hunter."
"And, Mrs. Travers, we've got a fourth suspect, a handyman named Luther Prague."
"We found your husband's watch and wallet in his possession, and also a gun that may turn out to be the murder weapon."
"Did he rob my husband?"
"Luther Prague claims that he did that after the murder had been committed by someone else. Well, that remains to be seen."
"But, Mr. Keene, you say you know who actually killed my husband."
"I think I do. And I'll be able to put the murderer under arrest very shortly. Now, let me ask you something. What do you know about your aunt's finances?"
"Why, practically nothing, Mr. Keene."
"If your husband thought George Wheeler was a fortune hunter, and that was the reason he wanted to marry Amy Carson, he must have thought your aunt had money."
"And you believe she has a great deal of money, is that it?"
"Let's say she had."
"What do you mean?"
"A few minutes ago in the cellar, we found part of the wall broken open. It had evidently been a hiding place for valuables. Valuables that had been stolen just before we entered the cellar.
Oh, does our Aunt Martha know that, Mr. Keene?
Not yet, Mrs. Travers.
Oh, Mr. Keene, no matter how this case turns out, I want you to know that I'm so grateful to you for all you've done.
Boss, it's George Wheeler.
Mr. Keene, Amy Carson's returned home.
She's been found, Mr. Wheeler?
She came to my house after she escaped, and I brought her home. Sister Martha's with her now, upstairs in Amy's room.
I want to talk to her immediately.
You want me to go with you, Mr. Keene?
No, Mike. I'd rather you stay here with Mrs. Travers and George Wheeler. In just a few minutes now, we ought to know the final answer to this mystery and put Donald Travers' murderer under arrest.
Amy, you must listen to me. You know who I am, don't you, Amy? Don't you?
You're my sister, Martha.
Why did you run away?
I wanted to see George.
George?
I wanted him to marry me.
You're never to speak to George Wheeler again, do you hear? Amy, listen to me. Our nephew, Donald Travers, has been murdered. I've been trying to get you to remember that.
Donald?
He was shot to death downstairs in this house last night.
Good. I'm glad Donald's dead. Glad, do you hear? I hated him. Hated him!
Amy, don't talk like that. Mr. Keene may hear you.
Donald said George was no good. He lied. And I'm glad he's dead.
Amy! Miss Keene.
Mr. Keene?
Miss Martha, George Wheeler just told me your sister Amy had returned.
Amy, this is Mr. Keene, the famous investigator. You remember him? You saw him just before you ran away.
Oh?
Miss Martha, I have some news for you. I believe you've been robbed.
Robbed?
We found an open hole in the cellar wall. And a $50 bill on the floor, which the thief must have dropped.
All our money was hidden inside that wall. Over $50,000. Oh, I've got to see. I've got to find out. Oh.
Now, Amy, I want to ask you some questions.
Questions?
Do you remember hearing a shot last night?
I don't know what you're talking about, Mr. Keene.
You know that your niece's husband, Donald Travers, is dead.
Yes. My sister told me.
Both you and your sister are under suspicion of murdering him, Amy. And so are the handyman Luther Praed and George Wheeler.
Don't blame George. You can't arrest George. I won't let you. I'll kill you first. I'll kill you with this.
Where did you get that knife, Amy?
You didn't know I had a knife hidden inside my sash, did you, Mr. Keene? I picked it up in George's house. And now it's going to come in handy.
Amy, please put the knife down on that table.
You're afraid of me, aren't you? Of course you are. For all you know, I killed Donald Travers.
Did you, Amy?
I had a good reason, didn't I, Mr. Keene? I hated him more than I've ever hated anyone in my life.
But I'm your friend. Now, try to calm yourself.
And I'm glad Donald's dead. Do you understand? It makes me happy.
Amy, give me that knife.
No. No, Mr. Keene. I'm going to use this knife on you. I'm going to use it on you, Mr. Keene.
But you have nothing against me. And you're not angry with me. I only want to help you.
I don't believe it.
Amy, you're going to give me that knife right now.
No.
I'm your friend. You know that. And you're ill. Very ill.
Yes. I'm ill.
So put the knife down, Amy. Put it down.
I All right.
That's better. I'll take the knife now.
Boss. Boss, are you all right? I heard Amy from downstairs.
Did she try to use that knife on you, Mr. Keene?
For a moment, Mr. Wheeler, I thought she would. Mike, search George Wheeler.
What?
Don't move, Mr.
Yes, preserve it. Wheeler's pockets are loaded with $1,000 bills.
Which he stole from the Carson sisters' hiding place in the cellar. And George Wheeler is the man who murdered Donald Travers.
Do you think you can prove that, Mr. Keene?
I'm sure I can, Mr. Wheeler. For one thing, you planted the murder gun in Luther Prague's shack.
When he found the watch Luther stole from the murdered man's body, Mr. Keene?
Yes, Mike. Wheeler told us he'd searched Luther's shack carefully. And if he had, he would certainly have found that gun. So it means that George Wheeler planted the gun there himself.
And what about them footprints in the cellar, boss?
That was my second clue, Mike. The footprints were made by a man who was wearing heavy rubber-soled sports shoes, like Wheeler is wearing now.
That still isn't enough proof against me.
Boss, this fellow Wheeler must have been searching this house for that money when Donald Travers walked in and surprised him.
Yes, Mike. That's why he murdered Travers. But he still hadn't found out where the Carson sisters kept their fortune hidden. He didn't learn that until tonight.
Well, how do you think he found out tonight, boss?
I told him.
Amy, be quiet.
You told him, Amy?
Yes. George said he'd take me away and marry me if I told him where we had our money hidden.
That was when you went to George Wheeler's home tonight, Amy?
Yes, Mr. Keene. George brought me back here, and we went into the cellar. I showed him where our money was hidden, and then he sent me upstairs. George, you will marry me now, won't you?
You mad woman, let go of me! You insane fool!
Mr. Keene, it's gone. Our money's gone.
But your partner's holding it.
Yes, Miss Martha, we recovered your money. It was George Wheeler who stole it, and it was he who murdered young Donald Travers.
Yes, you're right, Keene. I killed him when he walked in on me last night. But he had it coming to him anyway. I could have married Amy if it hadn't been for him.
Mr. Keene, I had as much to do with breaking up that marriage as Donald did. For selfish reasons, I must admit now. But I'll make up for the way I treated Amy. I will, Amy. I promise. You'll get medical treatment and a cure if it takes all our money.
And George Wheeler will get the electric chair. Put him under arrest, Mike, for the murder of Donald Travers.
And so, Mr. Keene finds the solution to the shrieking prisoner murder case. Mr. Keene, Tracer of Lost Persons, is based on the novel Mr. Keene. The radio sequel is originated and produced by Frank and Ann Hummer. Dialogue by Lawrence Klee. Directed by Blair Walliser. Philip Clark plays Mr. Keene. Don't miss Mr. Keene next Monday at the same time when the kindly old Tracer turns to The Case of Murder and the One-Eyed Gypsy. A most unusual Western program is the many times cited CBS radio series called Gunsmoke. This half-hour Saturday night adventure program recreates the authentic atmosphere of old Dodge City when the West was young and wild. In the character of United States Marshal Matt Dillon, you have a composite of all the restless, uncertain men who did their best to fight the battle for law and order according to their own lights. Remember, Gunsmoke is yours for thrills every Saturday night over most of these same stations. Your announcer, George Bryan. Gangbusters go into action Saturday nights on the CBS Radio Network.